Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is the Bread of Life segment. This is a special segment. I believe I have Reverend Robin with me. Reverend Robin, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Bless the Lord. It's good to be with you.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you for joining me. Today I was in a conversation with Reverend Robin earlier, and actually I have been listening to a song with my mom. I think it was early yesterday morning, and I called her, and she had just finished prayer, and she was praying for different family members and different things that was going on, and I said to my mom, I said, okay, mom, you can pray, but don't worry, and everything. I said, yeah, and we began to really get into a lot of dialogue about praying. Praying and not worrying, and actually we began to feel pretty good there, Reverend Robin, on the phone talking with her, and just want to begin to rejoice. And then we both started the song called "Gave It Over to the Lord," and he worked it out by Dr. Charles G. Hayes. So our topic today, special broadcast, is "Don't Worry, Just Give It to Jesus." Don't worry. Just give it to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Before we pray, we want to go ahead and do our normal announcements. Amen. Don't forget, Hissabout and Grace Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Friendship with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and Friends is Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Reverend Ray is the first and the third Sunday, amen. Today is the Bread of Life segment at 7 p.m., amen. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m., amen. So she will be having a broadcast on tomorrow, the 1st of October at 7 p.m. The Bold and Beautiful with Reverend Novita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Yeah. Marriage Takeover, the Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Alston Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. That's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number is 712-770-5505. That's as cold as 732-499 for this call number. Amen. Don't forget to go and check out our website, whenchristianspeak.com. And you'll find a little bit more about us and the different ministries that we are part of. Also, if you have a desire to sow a seed into the ministry or donation, you can do so by going to whenchristianspeak.com and clicking on a link that says "Help Us Now." There's several ways that you can do it. You can do both. You can do it online, and also there's a Cash App information there too. Amen. We are listed as a 501c3. Company. With all of that being said, it's a mouthful, but I just want to bless God for today. Amen. It's been a good day. Amen. And we are so glad about it. But let's go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, we come today just to give you thanks, God. Thank you for your many, many blessings. Thank you for all the things that you have been doing in our life. Thank you, God, for allowing us to see another day, to still be above ground, to give you all the glory, to worship you, to praise you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, God, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for the things that you will do, the promises and the amen that we're looking forward to that's in our life, God. We thank you for every trial that you have brought us through, every tribulation. You bless through every storm, God, we survive. Whatever the case, every sickness, every disease that you have brought us through, God, whatever the case might be, God, we are just want to be thankful to you. We just want to give you praise. We want to worship you today because you are so good to us. When we look back over our lives and all the things that we have to face, all the difficulties, the ups and the downs, the tears and the frown, it was nobody but you that brought us through, God. Help us to remember, God, the things that you have done, Lord Jesus. Help us to remember, Jesus, the price that was paid at the cross, and that whatever comes our way, we know that you've already worked it out. To be able to give it over to you and you will work it out. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done. We pray that you will bless those that are listening to this broadcast, no matter where they might be. You know that private prayers that nobody else knows about, God. Come and see about them. If there's healing, we pray for healing. If there's deliverance, we pray for deliverance. Whatever the needs are, we pray that you will come in like a mighty rush and win, God. And you set the atmosphere that's in our heart, God. You fill us. You fix whatever is broken. You fill us and restore those our joy again. You remind us that we belong to you. We'll forever give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. And amen. Again, you're listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is the Bread of Life. I'm Reverend Ray. I'm joined by Reverend Robin White. Amen. Our topic today is don't worry, just give it to Jesus. Don't worry, just give it to Jesus. Reverend Robin, you and I both know that there's so many things that's going on right now in our world, in the world today, in our family, in our backyard, in the church. I mean, all around. We can't turn either to the left nor to the right and see there's something that's going on. I mean, but we know that God is still in control. So what I want to do, Reverend Robin, real quick, if you don't mind, I want to go ahead and play this song because I did download it. Amen. It's a couple minutes long and stuff, and then we're going to jump right into what God has given us both. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. going to cut that down. We'll play all of it in the towards the end again, Robin. Man, should have been with my mom. Boy, I tell you, we was having church on the phone line yesterday. You sure was, man. Now, how you going to pay your rent? Work it out. But Jesus is going to work it out, amen. Jesus is going to work it out. Just give it over to him. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what they say. I don't care what the lawyers say, the doctors say, the courtroom, the teachers, even your spouse. Jesus will work it out. Jesus can work it out for you. You know, he can work it out, whatever the case may be. And stuff like that. See, what I believe is this comes back with dealing with faith, man. And believing in him and trusting in him and knowing that he got our backs, you know, knowing that he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Am I right?
Amen.
It never leave us or forsake us. But every time I've heard this song today, because I played it several times, I did download it and I had to cut it because it's a very long song and we, you know, and everything like that. So I cut some pieces. I'll try to do some blending and all that kind of stuff. But the fact that no matter what we are facing in our life, we just want to encourage you today that Jesus can work it out. Give it over to him. Give it over to God. Let God do it. Amen. And we're not going to just gonna play some songs. You know, we got some scriptures and stuff that we can gonna go over. You know, but this message was for me and this message for you. I needed to hear that while we worried about stuff that we don't have no control of. We pray and we give it over to the Lord. That's what we do. We pray. we don't worry about it. You know, we don't fret about it. You know, we don't fret about what the enemy is doing and what the enemy is not doing. And he's going around like a roaring lion. Okay, the enemy is going to be the enemy. But I'm going to turn to Jesus and I'm going to let him work it out. Work it out. Oh, boy. Amen. Hey, Reverend Robin, got anything for me? Are you good?
I'm just getting excited by the word. We just got to trust God to work all things out. Amen.
Amen. Got to trust God to work things out. Like I said, we're going to play that in its entirety at the end, all that kind of stuff. But I just want to give you a taste so that matter, just to get you a pickup. Because when I heard it, and my mom started singing it, and I said, oh, yeah, I remember that song. And then I pulled it up, and I also sent it to her, so she can listen to it on her grandpad and everything. So, but one of the scriptures that I looked at some of the scriptures, Reverend Robin, and as we're doing these scriptures, please feel free to jump in, anything that pricks the heart, man, because, like I said, this is for all of us are going through something in life. I don't care if we're above ground and we can breathe air, we're going through something in life, whether it's us personally or whether it's our family or someone that we're close to or something that we're facing. We need to be able to know that we can give it to Jesus and leave it there. We need to be reminded many times that weeping may endure for a night, but we know for a fact that joy will come in the morning. Amen. It says, so the first scripture that I got is coming out of John chapter 14, is verses 1 through 4. It says, this is Jesus speaking. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Okay? He said, let not your heart be troubled. And we're living in troubled times, and you're seeing brothers and sisters, the believers, they're troubled by things that are going on all around them. There's a worry that's going on there. First, they're worrying about we're worrying about stuff that's personal, but then we're worrying about stuff that goes beyond just being personal. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. It comes into who it is that we believe. If we say that we believe God and we trust God, then we don't have to worry. If we say that if we believe and know for a fact that Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you, that's his word. You know, the Bible said his word would not return unto him void. So what are we doing? We're trusting in him. We're believing in him. Verse 2 said that in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. That's why we don't worry, because we know, y'all, look, this is not our home. You know, this is just a temporary place. But our home, we got a home that has been put together just for us. We don't have to worry about those things. It says, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. He said, I will come again. In other words, we don't talk enough about that, but that Jesus is coming back. Everything that we're seeing and facing and going through right there, all the wars and rumors of war, Jesus talked about it in the scripture. He said there's going to be wars. There's going to be people saying the day of Christ, I'm the Christ, and they're this and all that. Don't follow them. There's going to be people acting like they're gods and all these things. They're going to be men will become more lovers of themselves. The fathers will turn against sons will turn against the fathers, and the mother will turn against the daughter, and all these things that we see that's going on right now. All these things are happening right now. But the thing that we need to understand, we don't worry. We're not troubled by it. You know, we don't have to let our heart be troubled, because we know that Jesus is coming back soon. It says, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Oh, I don't know about you, but I want to see Jesus. I want to be with him. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Amen. So that was John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. It said, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be worried. You know, don't worry. Give it to me. I'm right here. You know, I'm here for you. And if you're not in this by yourself, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Hang in there. Don't give up. You know, I was sharing with somebody. I think I was talking to my mom earlier there, and I said that we don't want to have other people distract us to the point that we begin to worry. Because sometimes people come into your space and they got that spirit of worry, and all they want to talk about, because they worry, they want you to worry too. Okay, and so we have to guard. Robert, you can help me with this. Our eyes, our ears, our mouth, we have to guard those things that come to distract and come to take away and stuff like that. The reason or the victory of Jesus Christ that he's already given us. So we have to guard ourselves against those things and stuff, you know, because the people or the enemy or that kind of spirit would try you. You know, because there's an old thing that people used to say in the Proverbs. I don't know whether it's true. They said misery loves company. I don't know if that's true or not, but it says misery loves company, you know. But we be young, all of that. And it's not that because we're so great and wonderful or know-it-all or so righteous, but it's only because the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ, okay. It's only because of that. It's not that we are so religious and we can use the scriptures correctly, exegetically correctly. I'm saying it wrong, but hermeneutical correct. I said that right. It's not about all of that, man. But it's a heart thing. And if it's a heart thing and our heart is in tune to his heart, we don't have the reason to worry or to fret. Okay, or to fret. Amen. Amen. Let's see. Amen. I want to, there's another scripture I have that's coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 1 through 18. Let me read all of it, but I want to focus on verse 7, I believe. Amen. Amen. It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But it means that all that we are facing in our life, we should not be fainting. We're going to read that scripture that talks about being troubled or perplexed and all that. But it said, we faint not. We faint not. You know, we receive, we got mercy. We faint not. You know, we faint not. Didn't say you won't get tired, but we're not going to faint. Why? Because we know in whom we believe. You know, we're not worried about anything that we're seeing because we trust in God. We don't worry. We don't have to worry. We're giving it to Jesus and leaving it. It says, verse 2, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonor, honesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid of them that are lost. It is hid of them that are lost. It's hard to preach the gospel if somebody see you. Not that it's difficult for people to see you preaching the gospel. You more word than they are. We, when we live our life, when we walk our life, we represent Jesus Christ. Everything that we do, every step that we take, everything that comes out of our mouths should represent Jesus Christ. And it don't mean that we won't make a mistake. It don't mean that we won't worry. You know, because we're in this fashion, there's a warfare that goes on, but it means that we recognize that that's what we do, and we come back to the throne of grace. We come back unto Him and say, Lord, you don't want me to worry because you said that I got it. Lord, I gave it over to you, and you asked me to give it, so I got to trust you. I got to trust your decision. I got to trust your direction and everything. And so what happens is the people are always watching us as believers and everything and seeing what we're going to do now, you know, when we're up against the wall. What kind of reply are you going to do now when somebody just cussed you out or whatever? Are you going to cuss them back out? So they're watching us. You know, they're watching us. Amen. Verse 4, it says, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glory gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. We preach not unto ourselves. We don't preach not unto ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined into our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Everything that we represent, everything we do is of Christ. Okay? Everything we do, you know, that's why we are constantly giving things over to Christ. Something, even somebody else's prayer, because we're intercessors also, we're giving it over to Him. You know, we're giving it over to Him. We're not worrying about it and stuff like that. And we are exhorting that person, especially if we're ministering, not to worry about it too. Look, we're going to go in prayer with this. We're going to go on a fast with this. We're going to do whatever is necessary, but we're going to wait until God answers our prayer. Verse 7, it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency, of the power might be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're going to have troubles. We're going to have trials and tribulation, but we're not distressed about it. We are perplexed, but not in despair. As believers, we should never, ever be in despair. We can be troubled. We can be perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, y'all, but not forsaken. Persecuted. Jesus said that we as believers are going to be persecuted for His name's sake. We're going to get persecuted for His name's sake. We're going to get persecuted for the things of the gospel, things that we believe in. They're going to want to destroy us. They're going to want to kill us. They're going to want to put some of us in jail. And it's not necessary a real jail cell, but a jail might be in a different form. It might be trying to mess with the mental state of you or mess with some other financial state, whatever the case might be and stuff like that. But he said, but we are troubled on every side, not yet distressed. We are perplexed, but not in this forsaken. You know, and sometimes when we worry about things, you know, we just feel like that. I don't know about you, I can speak, but in the past, I felt like I was forsaken because, okay, God, where are you? Oh, I hear that voice and say, where's your God now? You know, where's your God now? Why is He not answering your prayer? Why is He not coming to help you out of this mess that you're in, regardless of whether you put yourself in there or whether it's just life? When it's just life, you know, when it's just like persecuted but not forsaken, you know, that's why you hear me often me say the scripture, and I've said it several times, that he said that He promised never to leave us or forsake us. When that spirit of forsaken comes, or when even when somebody speaks that into your life, that's not of God. and everything, because he doesn't want us to worry. Because what worry does, brings that point, an emotional point of feeling like that you're all alone, you know, that you're all by yourself. Ain't nobody else going through what you're going through, or nobody else is facing the things that you are facing. And it's not true, because God is right there by your side, okay? He said, persecuted, not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. You know, that means that even though the enemy or life or circumstances knock you down, you are not destroyed because of the promises of yea and amen that's in you. We can get back up again. We can brush, we can be brushed off again. We still, doesn't change who we are as far as what our relationship in Christ. And it doesn't change that we're still heirs. We're still joint heirs. We're still the apple of his eye, even though we've been knocked down. We're still his favorite. We're still kings and princes. We're still those things. That doesn't change who we are in a relationship with Jesus Christ, because life happens. It doesn't change who we are in Jesus Christ, because trials and tribulation, we're still we're part of him. We've still been born again. We've still are those that were washed in the blood. We were still those that have our name written in the book of life. That's who we are. It doesn't change none of that, because these things in life happen and stuff like that. So why worry? Why worry? You know, we can be concerned, but don't worry. You know, and we can be concerned, but don't worry about it and stuff like that. Let God do it. Give it to him and let him take care of it. It says, he said, persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed. No weapon formed against me of any kind, no weapon formed against you of any kind can prosper. It can't do it. It can't do it, y'all. It can't. The weapons of the, our warfare, the weapons that the enemy bring up against it, they come to naught. They don't have the power. They don't have the authority. No matter who's speaking it against you, they don't have the power or the authority to do so. It can't destroy you, because we've been grafted into the seed of Abraham. We've been grafted into the tree of life. We've been grafted into Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That's why we call him Lord and Savior, even though he's also our friend. Okay? It says, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that life also of Jesus may be made manifested in our body. We are walking example of Jesus Christ. We are walking example of Jesus Christ. Everywhere we go, no matter what, where we're doing, maybe on our jobs and everything, you know, and it's imperfect. As imperfect as this flesh here, because we're not dealing with the flesh. Remember, I said this to you, like this is spirit to spirit. It has nothing to do with your flesh. This is spirit to spirit. That's the only way that we're going to make it in this day and time, because of Jesus Christ is in our life. You know, he's not to the point in the Old Testament where they talk about that the Spirit of the Lord will fall on them, you know, in order for men to do great things. The Spirit of the Lord is in us there. So we can do great things at any time. Don't worry. Give it over to Jesus. Don't worry. Give it over to Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, always bring about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that life also of Jesus might be made manifested in our body. Holy Ghost, man, manifest yourself in me, God. Every single day, every single breath I take, you know, I go into the store or I'm talking to someone, manifest yourself in me, Lord Jesus, that they might not even begin to see me, but they might begin to see you and see the glory of you and how you saved me and how you delivered me and how you brought me a mighty long way, how you told me one day that I should live and not die. They might see a testament of what you did for me, so that when they see that, they'd be like, okay, that's what I want to. Allow us to be that salt, light, and power that is needed in this day and time, because men, this is a trying of men's souls. This is the trying of men's soul, that there's death and there's destruction and there's despair, but they don't have to be, because we got the answer. We have a more excellent way. They don't have to be in a state of worry or a state of fret or a state of depression or a state of not knowing what to do. Come and see about my Jesus. Come and see the different things that he can do for you. If you can't fix it, he can. If you can't deliver yourself, but yet he can. And if you can't heal, you can't heal yourself, but he can. You know, you can't fix your marriage or your family situation or your job situation, but try God. Try God. God is still God, and he's still on the throne, even through this virus and everything else, and wars and rumors and roars that we're talking about. God is still on the throne. He changed not. He changed not, man. He changed not. It says, the next scripture, I'm doing, yeah. It says, for we which live are always delivered unto the death of Jesus. Death for Jesus' sake. We've been delivered. It's a done deal, y'all. It's a done deal. We have to get to a point that we are constantly training ourselves and flesh and put it down to a point that we're not worrying about anything, that we're giving it over to God. And I know why we do what we do, because we give it over to God. And we want that instant gratification. We want that instant fix. You know, we want there's something to happen right then and there. But in some cases, there has to be a process. There has to be, not all, but in some cases, you know, there has to be a sanctification of things that are going on in your life or your circumstances or all around you. But we gotta wait and be patient and wait on the Lord. If God said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. If he said he's going to fix it, he's going to fix it. But we got to get to a point that's in our life that we begin to trust God no matter what. That we begin to believe him no matter what. No matter what, we trust God. We believe in him no matter what. And so, amen. It says, for all things, this is verse 15 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It says, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. Amen. 16 says, for which cause we faint, that's the word of God, we faint not. We faint not. We faint not. But through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day, y'all. You know, this life, we're young, and at some point we'll get old prayerfully. And we have, David said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Nor their seed begging bread. Verse 17 says, for a light affliction, which is but a moment. Everything we're going through is only but a moment. For a moment. Working for us a far more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory. Something greater is working in our favor than what we're going through right now. Paul said that they call them light affliction. There's something greater that's working for you and for me. Don't worry. It's working for your favor. Something greater. The scripture says far more exceeding. Far more exceeding is working for you. Yeah. So verse 18 says, why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Let me read it again. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We're looking at this light affliction, and I know, because when we go through something, and it don't seem light, but, you know, but we're looking at what we're going through and stuff like that, but there's something that is going on that is eternal, that is greater than what you're facing right now. The God's love that he has for you is greater than what we're dealing with at that time. So the thing for us is to hold on, don't give up, don't worry, just give it to Jesus. Just give it to Jesus. Oh, Lord. Amen. Just give it to Jesus. Amen. 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 But I just write this point, Reverend Robert. I don't know if you have anything to add, but just get to a place that we need to just worship God and trust Him. Don't worry, just give it to Jesus. Don't worry, but give it to Jesus. And Reverend Robert, you got anything to add?
Well, we're gonna go briefly to the scripture, Matthew 11.
Okay.
28 through 30.
Yeah, that's what I got. Right.
Which says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You see, because, you know, Reverend Ray, you've given so many great points, but we truly have to come to a point where we just give it all over to Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, because He says that He will give us rest unto our souls. So all of these things that may be laborious to us or heavy unto us, you know, things that we're carrying, He doesn't even want us to carry them, you know. And He just says, "I will give you rest." The scripture says, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." You know, we worry because we're trying to fix things. We're worrying because we're trying to find a solution. We're worrying because why is this happening? We're worrying is what can I do? We're worrying is what's going to be next. You know, our heart is just, you know, overcome of a lot of the unknown or what's going to happen, what's going to happen next. You see, but if we can trust our unknown future and uncertain certainty unto the God who knows all things and says that He loves us, you know, and when you think of a yoke, you know, it's something that's used to pair animals, normally an ox, you know, to help them pull together a load. That's what they call beasts of burdens. They're carrying heavy loads, you know. But God, you know, Jesus says, "No, take my yoke." Why can we take His yoke? Because He says He has overcome the world. You know, He says that we might have peace. You know, He's saying, in this world we shall have tribulations. He says, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So if we can just go unto Him, He says, come unto me. I mean, that is why He came, because men have become so burdened down with the world. But then He's coming. He overcame the world for us. So He's telling us to come learn of me. You know, we have to, I think, at sometimes let go of what we think we can do, because we don't have the power to do much unless it comes from God. But He says, just take of my, the burden is light. It's light for Him. Why? Because He's already overcome everything in the world. He's already overcome it. And He wants us to have rest. You know, and it's true for certainty is that in our weakness, His strength will be revealed. So, you know, and because this in 2 Corinthians 12, beginning in 8, it says, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, reproaches, and necessities, and persecutions, and distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." So when we come down and it comes to this place where we're carrying all of these things, and to be able to get to a point to be that weak, to call upon Him, to be that weak, to ask Him to carry the load, to be that weak, to give up. Because in that place is where He comes in and His strength is revealed and we are refreshed. But as long as we're trying to do it, in our own strength, we're going to fail. But if we can come forth and know that the power and strength is truly in our weakness of giving up, of surrendering it, of just letting it go, you know, in that point, then he picks it up. You see, because it's light for him, because he's already overcome. And he wants us to be in peace. I mean, he doesn't want us to carry these things around, because as we're carrying those things around, we're not focusing on him. We're focusing on all the things that are going on, all of the trials, all of the tribulations, you know, all of the, you know, the money situations, the school situation, the corona situation, the election situation. I mean, our minds are so distracted on everything else that all we need to do is say, God, this is a basket full of stuff, but I'm going to focus upon you. I'm going to give them all to you, because this is a basket of things, that many of which I don't control, but I give it over to you, because you are the one who is sovereign. You are the one who is all-powerful. You are the one who is omniscient. You are the one who knows already the result of the election. You already know the result of this pandemic. You already know everything. So I'm going to be able to get to a point to say, I'm trying to carry something that I don't need to carry, that I can come and say that I'm too weak to carry this. I can come and say I need help. I can come and say this is too much for me, and ask that you handle it, that you take care of it. And in those places of weakness, his strength will be magnified. His strength will be seen, you know, and it's not an easy thing to do, to let go. You know, to let someone else do it, to trust that you can let it go, and to know that it'll be fine. But see, that's the beautiful part of knowing God, you know, knowing who he is, the knowing that he is capable, knowing that his word is true, knowing that none of his words will become void, but everything that he sets out to do, everything that he says that he will do. So therefore, we can have that trust, you know, and then we can have that rest for our souls, because we've taken it off of us and we've placed it on him. You know, we have come and we've just given it all over to him to make it so that it's something that he can handle, because these things are too much. The things of this world is heavy, and we can go through, you know, giving the appearance of being strong and everything's under control, but inside in turmoil, because what he says is that he will give peace to our soul. And that's where we know we need that peace, and we need that rest in our souls for all of these things that are occurring and are occurring on such a large scale basis, and just a manifold and multitude of things that are happening. They are truly are not for us to carry. And we need to just release them until the one who is able, and the one who is able is God. He comes and he offers us rest. He offers us peace. He offers us a time to just sit down. It's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. You know, I don't know if you all or if anyone who's listening who's gone to this, but you've worried and worried about something, and then next thing you know, you're on the other side of it. But you've spent weeks worrying.
Yeah.
You've spent weeks worrying. I mean, but we get to the other side. So it's better for us mentally, emotionally. It's better for our bodies. It's like, well, you know, this too shall pass. I'm going to get to the other side. I'm not going to sit here and worry about it. My worrying can do nothing about it. And so just give it all over unto God, and to know that you don't have to spend those weeks and months to get to the other side and worry, but spend those weeks and months focused on God and trusting and believing in him. And I know, you know, it sounds like it speaks, it sounds easy. No, sometimes it's not easy to just give it up, just to surrender it, just to let go. But we're doing this and we're giving it over and we're letting go and we're surrendering, we're making ourselves vulnerable unto God, the one who loves us the most. the one who has our best interest at heart. You know, the one who knows the thoughts that he has for us, the good thoughts, not bad thoughts, but good thoughts and what he has an expected end for us. You know, so he already has an end that is expected. And so we can trust that it's not going to return void, but it's going to get to that place that he says that it's going to be. And that we can either go through the walk in worry, in just our minds being all messed up and unfocused about it, or we can go through that time just praising and worshiping God, just thinking of him, just keeping our minds stayed upon him and trusting him in the process of where we're going, because it's going to be better for us in that way, because that's what he's come to do, to relieve us of the burdens that the world has placed upon us, to bring us back into that place of proper authority in this world and in this land, that we can just come and say, you know, we know where the authority is, and we know the outcome is for me, and that I can trust in God because he's given me all of the authority that I need in this world to walk through it and to get to where I need to be. So I'm not going to be here as if one not in authority, but I'm going to walk in this world as one is in authority, and therefore knowing that the outcome is coming and it's coming soon and I don't have to worry about it. You know, so it's just an awesome thing. You know, when he says that enter into his rest, and Hebrew, if you read Hebrews 3, it's all about entering into his rest, you know, and it talks about where when the Israelites came in and they didn't trust and they had to stay in the wilderness an extra 40 years, but yet and still, he says that happened because of their unbelief. We have to believe that God is who he is. Because if we believe God is who he is and who he says he is, and that his word would not return void, that he is not a man that he shall lie, that he has truly come to give us life and life more abundantly, that he is truly our peace, that he is our provider, that he is our El Shaddai, that he is everything, that he is the epitome of all of those things, then we can go and give whatever is upon our hearts, upon our minds, that's disrupting our souls. We can give it into him and trust that he would do it. We can be weak unto him so that his strength can be revealed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Robin. Amen. When you begin to speak, that was my Matthew 11, verses 28 and 30 was my next the scripture that I had in my notes. And the way that I received it, even the way that you said it, and without going back over it, it says, I felt like it's a requirement. Jesus required this of us to come into him. Okay? He's like with open arms. And one of the things I liked about that particular scripture, Robin, is that he didn't single anybody out. He used the word all, ye, that I labor and I heavy labor. And, you know, in other words, he's like everybody. Okay? And everything. And then, like you said, he personalized it. He said, I will give you rest, you know, take upon my yoke and everything. Amen. So these scriptures that we have at our disposal are the words of Jesus and the gospel, amen, are very powerful things for us to relate back to when that spirit or that need to worry about something, especially things that we don't have any control of, but just to believe and trust God, but give it to him, give it to Jesus Christ. One other thing that I have in my notes, and then we're going to, I want to play a song. So we're going to ask, one of the things I have in my notes is that what do we have that's in our favor? And actually what I came, God, it's coming out of John chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. So this is what we have that's in our favor. I'm talking to believers right now. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Okay, he said, whatsoever I have said unto you. Then he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He said they're comforted. So that's what we have in our favor, okay, to tie into everything Reverend Robin has been talking about. We have that in our favor. You know, on our own, we can't do it. We can't do it on our own. But with the Holy Ghost or with the Holy Spirit, yes, we can. You know, with Christ strengthening us, yes, we can. You know, it's just a situation, just giving it over to Him and letting God be God that's in our life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So what I want to do, you got something else?
I was just going to say that even in Matthew 11, you know, Jesus, he says here, you know, take my yoke upon you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he wants us to take the examples and all of the things of his life upon us, you know, to show that he came in to say, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You know, he comes to the fact to say that, take that low position, you know, because in that, because we know the position that Jesus took and where his walk, a lowly walk, a meek life, you know, he was reviled, you know, he was despised, but yet and still he was exalted.
Yes.
He was exalted. You know, so sometimes we have to take that step back to not, you know, be more haughty and to not think so much more of ourselves than we ought to be able to, because sometimes it takes being able to say that I don't have the answer and I don't know the answer and I don't know what to do next. You know, it comes to place to say, well, I'm not comfortable. I am uncomfortable. If I'm, you know, I know that I'm giving up something by saying these things, it makes me vulnerable. But, I mean, who we're making ourselves vulnerable to is Jesus, the one who can make a difference. And he has shown us to come in that meek and lowly way. We can come and we can be exalted, and his strength will be revealed in us. You know, and he tells us that all in the Beatitudes, you know, blessed are the pure in spirits, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Mm-hmm. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You know, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You know, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So it comes to this place that we can find ourselves in these low places, in these low positions, but we yet and still know that God is looking, he is seeing, he knows what is happening. You know, and we can take all of those things and just give it unto him and allow him to come in and let his strength be revealed. That even that in our walk, if we just continue, as Reverend Ray has already said, is that we continue walking in Christ. We continue to let our walk be a living epistle. That, yeah, you see me, I look all raggedy and messed up. My situation looks all horrible, but I'm not going to be prideful or haughty in it. This is the state, this is the situation, but I'm going to trust God in it. And then once we trust God in it and watch us come to the other side, because there is another side. We're not going to stay in these places. These things you walk through. You know, there are different seasons in all of our lives and things that we go through. You can't have the good without the bad. You can't have the sunshine without having sometimes the rain. You can't, I mean, they are both sides, so double parties of the coin, and we have to walk through them trusting God, believing in him, giving it to him, being vulnerable to give it unto him, being vulnerable to say, I just don't know what to do. I don't, you know, I don't have the resources. I don't have whatever I need right now. Give that. He says, come to him, all who are weary, all who are heavy laden. And that is so much that's going across the land at this time. But if you just give it to him, don't try to make a way. It's for him to make a way out of no way. It's for him to change his situation. It's for him to go in and fix broken marriages and to fix hearts in the situation. It is for him to come in and bring that obedience where it's necessary. Just give it unto him, and we, you know, it's a process. Can't say it's going to happen immediately, but we have to make the first step to just giving it all over to him to be able to enter into his rest. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Again, everybody, I want to thank you for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This has been the Bread of Life. Amen. I'm with two hosts, Reverend Robin White and myself, Reverend Ray. Amen. Don't worry, just give it to Jesus. What I want to do now, I'm going to ask Reverend Robin to close us out in prayer. And after she's finished praying, I'm going to play the song. And I just want you to listen all the way through, begin to rejoice. And know that God's got you, okay? Be reminded of the covenant of Jesus Christ for us, you know? And for the, and if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is a great opportunity to do so now. With you, and not trying to use any scare tactics, because I try God, and I try God. He's all right, as the song goes, and everything like that. But no, there's no one better than him. There's no one better than Christ. With all that we're facing, where you're going to spend eternity, but even more the fact that he loves you enough that he died on the cross for you and for me. Okay? The scripture says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, the same shall be saved. You know, the same shall be saved. You can have a birthday today if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can celebrate another birthday if you need to rededicate your life to Christ. You know, maybe you've fallen out, or maybe you backslide. I don't know your state, but he's there in both situations, in all situations, again, with his arms wide open just for you. Okay? He's there, as Reverend Robin was talking about Matthew 11:28. I'm saying unto you today, come unto me, all that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take, he's saying today to you, whoever you may be, whatever state you are, maybe whatever country, city, whatever, take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest for your soul. He's offering you rest for your souls. For he says, verse 30 says, "From my yoke is easy and my burden is light." He's doing that just for you. All this that he did so that we might have a relationship with Christ, with God, all for you. The world is going to be the world. All those other things are going to take place. But God has open arms just put your name on it. And for us as believers that need to be revived, you know, maybe we've been torn down by the cares of this world. We can be revived, you know. You know, the Holy Spirit is still there knocking. Revive us, O Lord. Reverend Robin, please pray us out.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now, Lord God, with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for all of who you are unto us and all that you offer unto us. We thank you for the good news of the gospel, Lord God, because the good news of the gospel comes and presents Jesus Christ to us as our Lord and Savior, as our Redeemer, as our place of refuge, as our hiding place, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you for the good news of the gospel, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to carry the weight of this world upon our shoulders because Jesus has come forth and he's overcome the world. We thank you, Lord God, knowing that although we may have trials and tribulations, Lord God, that it is just a small thing in which we have to undertake and carry on our own because Jesus has said to come and attach ourselves to him, to yoke ourselves with him and take upon his yoke, knowing that he has overcome all things and that he will make it light for us, and he will give us peace unto our souls. So we thank God right now. We thank you, Lord God, that you gave your only begotten Son so that we shall live and not die, that you've given your only begotten Son so we shall have life and have life more abundantly, Lord God. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that we have a place, Lord God, that we can go and we can just cast our cares upon him, that we can give all of the burdens, all of those things that weigh heavily upon our minds, Lord God, all of those things that are uncertainties for us, Lord God, all of the uncertainties of this future, the uncertainty of this corona and this pandemic, Lord God, all of the uncertainties, Lord God, of employment, Lord God, and the workplace, Lord God, and maintaining our homes and keeping a roof and food over our heads and the food in our mouths, Lord God. Father, all of these cares, Lord God, we come and we lay it upon Jesus, knowing that he cares for us. He says if he cares about the birds, how much more will he care about us? So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that we have a place that we can run into and be safe, Lord God. So, Father, I pray in the name of Christ Jesus, Lord God, for everyone, Lord God, who will hear this, to pray, Lord God, that they will reach out their hands, that they will hear the knock that you have given, and they would accept you, Lord God, as their Lord and Savior, so they can come into a place of peace, come into a place of rest, come into a place where they're not carrying the burdens of this world upon their shoulders, Lord God, but coming into a place where you said that you would put all of your laws and statutes in our hearts and our mind, and you would do a causation in our lives, Lord God, that you would do a cleansing, that you would do a purging, Lord God, that you would come in, Lord God, and remove all of those heavy places from us, Lord God, that you would give us forgiveness, Lord God, that you would purge our minds of dead works, Lord God, that we're no longer carrying around guilt and condemnation, but we can be new creatures in you, Lord God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for all that he's done. We thank you for all that he continues to do. We thank you that his forgiveness is forever, Lord God, that we are forgiven as far as east is from west, and the remembrance of those things that we've done, that it is gone and it is far away from us. We thank you, Lord God, for this place of rest, Lord God. Help us all, Lord God, in any area of unbelief which prevents us from giving it all over unto you and trusting you in it, Lord God. We magnify you and we exalt you on this day, Lord God, because you are mighty and worthy to be praised, Lord God, in all of the earth. There is none like you, that we would never find anyone like you, where we can go in, Lord God, and be free, where we can go in and just have liberty, Lord God, that we can go in a non-judgment zone and just be loved, just because you are our God and love, and you love us because we are your creation, and that there is nothing that we can do that can shock you, Lord God, because you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and you know all things in between, so we can come freely and boldly unto you just as we are, knowing that we are accepted, Lord God, as your children. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for that place of peace. We thank you, Lord God, that place of vulnerability that we can go and we can be fine and know that we will be safe. So, Father, we just praise you on this night. Have your way in the hearts of your people. Have your way, Lord God, in those who are hearing you knocking, Lord God. Have your way and move upon them, Lord God, that they will open up the door and let you in and let your love shed abroad in their hearts, and their lives will be turned to the greater. So, Father, we praise you, we honor you, we magnify you, and we give you the highest praise on this evening of hallelujah, and we thank you for all that you are, and we give all our cares over unto you, because we trust, Lord God, that you can carry them way better than we can. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks again, everybody. Thanks again, Reverend Robin, for joining us today. This has been Bread of Life with Reverend Ray and Reverend Robin White. Amen. Our topic has been Don't Worry, Just Give It to Jesus. God bless. And here's the song. God bless you. Oh.
Let's Amen.
Amen. I want to add also real quick that we don't have on the rights or the privileges to in the music that we play. It's not ours. Amen. But again, the author of that particular song, amen, is by Dr. Charles G. Hayes. Amen. Be blessed.